Hey, my pleasure now to be talking with Triton football coach Aris. Aris. Okay, let's try this again, ding dong. Oh, God. You know, it's...
You only get one take? You don't get to send it to the editor?
No, this is the internet, you know? Oh, God. I've been talking to so many coaches today, too. I get so confused. All right, try it again. Let me find the recorder. Here it is. Okay, 3, 2, 1. All right, talking now with Triton High School football coach Eric Burgos. And, Coach, welcome to MSO, and congratulations on a really nice start for Triton High School.
Thanks for calling. Yeah, absolutely. Good start.
Second year for you now up there as head coach. And tell me, what's different between starting out in the middle of COVID, I might add, and then having a year to sort of work with the kids in the off season and coming back in preseason? What was that like as a transition for both you and the kids?
Well, that was the biggest part, right? Like you said, there, just being able to have them for the entirety of the off season. You know, a lot of the guys got involved with different sports. Essentially, they all just got involved and bought into the program.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's been great. They bought into the process, and a lot of the guys got involved either in the weight room, strength and conditioning, other sports. A lot of our guys ended up doing some track and wrestling. I mean, they just really bought in and understood the full package. So I guess that's the biggest difference, man, just having them in the off season for the year, doing things to better their not only high school experience, but eventually better their game as well.
And having multi-sport athletes is huge.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
All right. You tell me about a success or two during your first season, because that first year, I mean, you look at the wins and you say, okay, this was good, and you want to categorize that. What was a highlight from last year before we start talking about this year?
Last year was just obviously a changing of sides. I don't know. You know, having been the D coordinator the year before, I think the kids and I gelled very well, and it was an immediate buy-in, so that helps. Besides that, I mean, won 4 games. We hadn't won a game in 3 years. And then being able to first of all get our first Cal win in a while, and then our first playoff appearance in a while. So, I mean, those are two big highlights right there.
And it builds confidence. Tell me about some of your leaders, your senior leadership in particular, who come back from last year with that feeling of getting close to 500 to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, you said it. It definitely builds a boatload of confidence in these kids coming back, knowing, you know, the games we lost, they were competitive. You know, we easily could have been 7-4, you know. So just having that, you know, to think about all off season, knowing they're coming back a year older, a year stronger, a year wiser, builds a lot of confidence for these guys. So
I'm looking
at that. They're just looking to take advantage of their opportunity this year.
I'm looking at the Boston Globe preseason stuff on you guys, and it starts off with the quarterback, which they always do, but then it mentions what I love to see is a lineman named Ashton Wanson.
Yes.
Tell me about him.
I mean, he's everything you want. So, I mean, I wish this interview could go to the masses of college coaches out there, because wherever he lands, he's going to be an immediate program booster. Just everything you want in a student athlete, a leader, will run through a brick wall for you, puts his teammates first, and just gives everything his all. You know, he's a great student, great GPA, returning Cal lineman of the year. So, as a junior. So, I mean, he's just top notch. He's the real deal.
Well, we have a running relationship with the Endicott football coach Paul McGonigal every week, so maybe he'll check in on this and maybe send some scouts up too. But that's awesome. Tell me about some of the other kids who you do have coming back, or who have shown the leadership now in the early part of the season.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, we have Joshua Rodriguez, who stepped up this past off season and really got these guys going in the weight room. We have a Nathan Miller who's just been Joshua Rodriguez is a running back linebacker for us. We have a linebacker, Nathan Miller, who's just been consistent for the past 4 years. really, really feed off his energy. And, you know, we have our quarterback coming back, Max Cimitarro, who's got all the talent in the world. So, I mean, that's just to name a few. I mean, I can keep going.
That's cool. No, do you have eyes in the building, Eric? Are there coaches in at the high school?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. So that was a big part of the turnaround this past off season, was to just put the program in a right position to succeed. And, you know, getting a couple of new coaches who are in the building has been just phenomenal.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference. Well, Coach, before...
Coach Miguel Agat, I probably said it wrong, but he's also the wrestling coach there. He's got over 400 wins. You know, he's a legend there.
Mm-hmm.
And a Coach Tekesian, who the kids just love. And they're both in the building, really keeping a good eye on these guys.
Excellent. Well, all right, so this season, you know what, I got one of these USBs that's making a lot of noise, so let me unplug it. You started off the season with a game against Randolph, an away game, and then you came back after and a good win. Shawshin was a close game, and then the big one. But let's talk about those first two games. What did you learn about your team, and then how did you plan to go into the Newburyport game?
The biggest thing that I took away from these guys is they're competitors. So they're not going to quit. And that's been a, you know, just as honest as I am, that's been the MO for this program for a while. And just to see them, you know, not only, you know, the bus ride must have been 2 hours to Randolph.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Just to get rushed onto the field and have to play on a quick timing.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are in it to win it. So it was real cool to just kind of see them get out and play and showcase all their hard work in the off season. And we were down 20-0 to Shawshin at one point.
Wow.
And came back and tied it up in the fourth quarter. And that Shawshin team is extremely good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they'll go on and win some more games and go in the playoffs. So I was extremely proud of the fight that our guys got.
Oh.
So we can just play clean football, you know.
And after,
we'll be the only team that can beat Triton.
After a game like that, Coach, so what do you do to get ready for Newburyport, which is a gigantic rivalry, and Triton never beats Newburyport.
Correct. Yeah, we made them well aware of that, you know.
mm-hmm.
We made our guys well aware of the fact that there's this mysterious trophy that's going around with the rivalry, and no one on this field has ever seen it.
Okay.
You know, we put it on the seniors to really, you know, we told everybody this is the seniors' game, and they're going to go win it. So if you get a chance to play with them, do your best for them. And they took care of business. You know, we really leaned on the seniors that week. We just got back to playing clean football, focusing on just being crisp.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it was. We just had to clean up a couple of things from the week before. That was it.
Was there a key moment in the game for your team, either on offense or defense, because it was a close game at 22-14?
Oh, certainly. I mean, we definitely did our job the second half as far as we got the ball first, put a score in. It's always good to have be up two scores in the second half. And we had a phenomenal defensive turnover, you know, as Newburyport was putting a little drive together in the third quarter. Which really killed the momentum Newburyport had, and really made our guys realize that we just got to close the game out. And you know, it was really fun to just tell the, you know, just put the ball in the ground and chew clock and put the, you know, we told the senior linemen that, you know, you're going to win this game. We're going to put it right on your back. So, and that's exactly what they did, which was great.
Yeah, that's got to feel good. And finally, with respect to that third game now, this week at practice, I know we're in the middle of the week as we record this, but some of the things that get messed up early on with all high school teams, are they beginning to sort of go away now and you can work on other things?
Yeah, definitely. That's one of the things I learned as a head coach pretty quickly is you don't feel like the season really starts until like week three.
Yep.
With so much, you know, so much going on and just really cleaning up the game. But yeah, we're excited. You know, it's been a physical week already. It's Tuesday. We're facing a really tough Amesbury team who's gonna, we know is gonna bring the physicality. So, the tempo's been up, the physicality's been up all week.
How's the chemistry of the team in terms of, your older players and then the new guys coming in?
Really good, man. That's been our emphasis the off season is to, you know, we're only as good as our weakest link, and, it's been just important that our guys just build the brotherhood, and that's kind of been the message being preached all off season. Mm-hmm. So, they're really developing a great chemistry and a really good brotherhood that they'll build forever.
You know? That's cool. Yeah. The one thing about high school coaches that when I talk with them is the focus is on them. It's on their own team. Not a whole lot of game planning, although you do have to look at certain aspects, but you want to do what you do best. That said, you mentioned Amesbury, and, you know, Coach McQueen, they're off to a really good start. So what do you, how do you look at them in terms of what you're doing with your kids this week?
I mean, I think you said it. You know, you just want to put your kids in the best position to succeed, and make sure you have a good understanding of what Amesbury's doing, and putting your guys in places where they're going to have to make the most impact. So if we did our job right, we'll put our best guys on their best guys and then have them duke it out on Friday, you know. so that's the goal for us as coaches, is to simplify it for our guys.
Okay, this game is at Amesbury. Do I have it right? 6:30 on Friday.
Yes, at Amesbury, in the bowl, on the grass. It's a good little atmosphere over there.
All right, so the Vikings traveled pretty well, I hope. A lot of kids go?
Yeah, if it's close. Yeah. We even had kids go to Randolph, so I'm sure they're going to Amesbury.
Okay, cool. Hey, Eric, great meeting you, man. I appreciate it, and good luck this week. We'll talk again.
Yeah, no doubt. Appreciate the call.
Be well, Coach. Thank you. All right, bye-bye. That is Triton Regional High School football coach Eric Burgos. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.